So we're holding on Mem Amud Aleph at the top. We'd learned yesterday a braisa. So, okay, our Mishnah had said that with all korbanos, where the blood is sprinkled inside the heichal, if he leaves out even one matana, one application of blood, then the korban's no good. And so we learned yesterday a braisa, beginning on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph at the bottom and going through the entire Amud Beis, going through and learning, and then we have several korbanos where the blood is sprinkled inside the heichal. We have the korbanos that have the par and sor of Yom Kippur, you have the par poyin Mashiach, you have the par helam davar shel tzibur, and you have the seiri avodah zarah, which is the specific case where Beis Din had par helam davar shel tzibur, as we learned in Horius, is more generally where Beis Din paskins wrongly on something which is chayav kares, that it's actually mutter, and most of the people follow them. Seiri avodah zarah would be specifically where their mistaken psak had something to do with avodah zarah. They were mutter, a type of avodah zarah. Anyway, the braisa had gone through that you have a pasuk about the par helam davar shel tzibur that says va'osa la per kasher also la farachatos ken yasalo, you should do to this bull as was done for the par of the chatos, meaning the par of Poyin Mashiach, so should it be done to him. And the braisa had gone through phrase by phrase and explaining what we learn from the words of the pasuk. So now we're going to go and analyze the braisa. So Amar Mar, so one thing we said in the braisa, based on the words va'osa Kasher also, that means, in other words, that there's a similarity between the par helam davar shel tzibur, which is where this pasuk is written, and the par helam davar shel tzibur, which was the section right before that. So we said, we learned from that, lichbo b'haza also, that the Torah, in effect, is repeating twice the fact that you have to have this number of hazois, and we have the general rule that shana olamak pasuk la'akev, when the Torah repeats something, then it means it's ma'akev if you don't do it. So, Omamar, Emi Alamatan Sheva Shema Akvis V'Homokim. So, we had said, the Braisa had said that we would only know from that the fact that you have to do seven sprinklings, which we find in other contexts that seven sprinklings are essential. How do we know in the case of the Korbanos that are done in the Heichal? You always have, besides seven sprinklings on the top surface of the Mizbeach, you also have before that the Kohen takes the blood and daubs it on the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So how do we know, so the Braisa had gone on to say, how do we know that those are Ma'akev as well? But first, Heicha, where do we find in other contexts that seven Matanis are Ma'akev? And the answer is Amar Papa b'Paro b'Negoyim. We find it by the Parah Adumah, where after they shechted, the Kohen Gadol, who's supervising it, dips his finger and the blood and sprinkles it seven times in the direction of the Beis Hamikdash. He's standing on Har HaZeisim. He's facing towards the Beis Hamikdash. And by Negoyim, by Mitzora, where he takes one of the things that he brings with his korbanos, there's a log of oil, and the Kohen has to, again, dip his finger into that oil and sprinkle it seven times in the direction of the Heichal. Both of those, Rashi explains by the Parah Adumah, it says the word chukah, zois chukas, the word chukah, zois chukas haTorah. By Negoyim, by the Mitzora, it says zois tia Torah samitzora. And both of those words, chukah and tia, tells us it must be this way and nothing can be changed. So we see from those that, and we see in both of those, that if any of the matanis are missing, it's no good. So now, the same thing over here, we would have said, if we didn't have a further ribui in the pasuk, that this that we're saying that the seven matanis are ma'akev, the seven sprinklings on the parechas are ma'akev by the power kohen Mashiach and the power helam davar shel tzibur, you wouldn't know that it applies to the other ones, the four on the corners of the mizbeach.
You would not know.
Therefore, that's what the Braisa said, that therefore you need, that's why you need the words Kein Yaseh. So the Braisa had continued, Matan Arba Minayin Kein Yaseh. We said, how do we know that the four that you do on the corners are also essential? Is because the word said, because the pasuk says Kein Yaseh. The question is, why do we need to learn that way? Maishna Matan Zayin Dechdibon Okrilon. So you're telling me that the seven applications are repeated twice, because you have them by the Par Kohen Mashiach, and you have again by the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur, and then it says Va'osa Kasher Yaseh, and that's considered that's repeating it, so therefore it's Ma'akiv. Well, Matan Nami Dalek Dechdibon Okrilon. The fact is, the four as well, it says in both places. So once we've established that the also, Pasha also means that the Torah is repeating and saying this must be done this way, and if not, then it's possible. So why would we think to make a distinction between the seven and the four? Both of them, it says, in both sections. And the answer is, Amar Rabbi Yemiela Nitzucha Elul Rav Shimon. You're right. You don't need this braisa that's saying that you learn from Kain Yaseh is needed only according to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that when it comes to the par, when it comes to the par helam davar shel tzibur, it says only trumah on this. And then we learn the other two by a hekesh. So therefore, so now he needs to repeat it. Otherwise, you wouldn't know that all four are active. The Tanya, as we learn in a brisa, l'mayla oma keren karnos. When it comes to the first section, the par koyin mashiach, it says the words. It says that he should place the blood on the four karnos on his beah. But it didn't have to say karnos. It could have said the word. It could have said the word keren. Al arba keren amizbeach. What do you mean? Keren would be like you have a lot of times like sus v'roichva or v'hili shor v'chamor, where it's a singular noun, but it means collectively. So it could have said keren amizbeach. Instead, it said karnos. That means shayin. That comes to tell us that you need to put the blood on two corners. Lamata huaymer. Then further on by the par helam davar shel tzibur. Same thing. It could have said Karen, instead it said Karnos. Therefore, the result is Arba, Divrei Reb Shimon. So therefore, altogether, that tells us that you have four applications. That is how we know that it has to be applied to the four corners. And because we have a hekesh from one another, so therefore it comes out that you have four by each one. So now the point is, the Gemara is saying that now you need to say, according to Reb Shimon, you need to say Ken Yaseh in order to repeat it, otherwise you wouldn't know that, because it doesn't actually say individually four by each one of them. We learned a few days ago about the point about the word karnos, that in a number of places in these psukim, the word karnos is written without the vav, and therefore it can be read as if it said karnas. So we talked about yesh eim l'mikra, yesh eim l'masoras, about the different possibilities, whether we darshan based on how the word is written in the Sefer Torah versus how we read it with the cholam. So Tosfos discusses, Rashi mentions over here that evidently Reb Shimon must hold yesh em mikra. We mainly follow how we read it. So therefore, because otherwise, if we went how we read it, how it's written in the Sefer Torah, then by one of them it's karnos with a vav, but the other it's karnas without the vav, and then we would say that then we wouldn't be able to learn four from that. Tosfos discusses that point a little bit from different places in Shas, where we discuss this question of whether, in fact, we hold yesh, of whether Reb Shimon in particular holds yesh en l'mikra or yesh en l'masoras. One thing is there are places where both of them can teach us something. Here, it's one or the other. It's either three or four. There's no way to make a compromise between them. And therefore, Reb Shimon, yes, is going to say that we focus on the mikra. So therefore, that results in four. But the point is that according to him, it's not repeated already. So therefore, you need the words ken yaseh to tell us that, in fact, it does apply. And machana achas men na'akavis by those four as well. The Braita continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einet Sarich. Rabbi Yehuda says you don't need to learn it like that from the fact that it could have said twice Karen and it says Karnos. Harehu Omer Ba'oi HaMoyed. The Pasuk continues that he should apply the blood to Mizbeach, which is in the Oyo Moyed, in the Hechel. And that means Al Kala Omer Ba'oi HaMoyed. So we learn from that it applies to everything that it said that takes place in the oil moyed. So therefore, that would be the seven and the four, and therefore you don't know the four and the seven, actually. Yeah, this is the four go first, then the seven, whatever. The point is that you don't need a separate pasuk. So therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, you don't need the word ken yaseh in the pasuk. But according to Reb Shimon, who's learning that you have two by the par helam davar shel tzibur and two by the par koyin mashiach, so he needs ken yaseh to repeat and to say that all four apply to all of them. Okay. So the question is, Reb Yehuda ken yaseh my oven lay? Tosfos actually brings up another point as well. Similar to a few days ago when we talked about Yesh En L'mikra, Yesh En L'masoras, one thing was, we said one opinion how we know there are four batim in the Tefillin Shel Rosh, is because it says L'tay Tofos, not because Tacha Kaspi Shayim Pas Bafriki Shayim, that was Rabbi Akiva's opinion, but rather because it repeats L'tay Tofos several times in the Torah, and sometimes they're written with a Vav and sometimes without, and therefore we come up with a total of four. So Tosfos had pointed out over there, according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that we learn from Tacha Kaspi and Pas Bafriki, since it says three times, why don't we say 12? And Tosfos had said, because the fact is, each time it says four, and therefore we're not meant to add them together. In a similar vein, Tosfos says over here, if you're going to tell me, according to Reb Shimon, that you have, in effect, it does end up saying, so it says two matonis on the corners by one, two by the other, and we're learning to apply what's by one to the other, by a hekesh, by the same token, by each one, it says seven sprinklings, so then we should require 14. And the answer is, again, because you don't do that. You don't add together the note. It's one thing, four matonis, sure, you have that in different places, but you never find 14 matonis, so therefore you have no basis for saying that you should add the seven from one place and the seven for the other place. Also, the point is, because it specifically says seven, as opposed to, say, kaunos, he's telling me that kaunos means plural, but it doesn't necessarily. It could mean any number from two and above. So, therefore, so if we say it means four, you're not contradicting the word kaunos, as opposed to if you were to say 14, the fact is the pasuk clearly says seven. So, therefore, we have only seven.
Okay.
So, the Gemara says, Reb Yehuda, ken yasa mai ovidle. So, what is Reb Yehuda doing with the words ken yasa and the pasuk, since he doesn't need them to teach us again that the both the seven and the four are ma'akiv? And the answer is, Mibar Lev Chedetanya. Reb Yehuda needs it to teach us what it says in the following braisa. Now, when it comes to the par of Yom Kippur, the Torah does not specifically tell us that he needs to do smicha on it, and it does not specifically tell us that he needs to pour the shirayim on the yisoid. So where do we know that from? Talmud Lema, Ken Yaseh, that is why. The Torah says Ken Yaseh, by the power of Helam Davashot Sibur, and from that we learn to the power of Yom Kippur. And in fact, Rashi points out, we said before in the Braisa on Daf Lamed Tes, we said that when it says, V'osa lapur, kasher osa l'farah chathos, we said lapur, you know, we said lapur is a power Yom Kippurin, so therefore we have the power of Yom Kippur included in this pasuk, and now we can include the smicha and the shiore hadam, which we otherwise didn't have. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, the power Yom Kippurim lo lamadnu. What do you mean we didn't learn it? Ha'amet lapur is a power is at Yom Kippurim. We just said before that lapur means the power of Yom Kippur, so that means that includes everything that applies to the power of Helam Adav Shal Tzibur, which is where the pasuk for also lapur kasher also lafarah kasher is located. So therefore, and by the power of Helam Davashot Tzibur, it does say smicha, and it does say pouring the blood onto the yisoid. So why do I need a separate limud to say, according to the Yehuda, that we're going to learn from Kein Yasa that these didn't apply to the power of Yom Kippur? And the answer is istrich. If according to the Yehuda, you still need the word Kein Yasa. Sakrat Chamina, otherwise you might have thought, Hani Nili, avoided him after kapara. You know what? Fine. Avoidus that are essential to the kapara. Things that involve the blood, where after all, the pasuk says, v'chiper, then those things were learning the power of Yom Kippur from the power of Helam Dabar. Aval avoided the Lema'akra Kapara, but the Smicha and the Puin, the Shirayim, are not Ma'ak of anything. The Shirayim we talked about previously, and we're going to talk about that at the bottom of this Amud, that maybe there are opinions that say that the Shirayim are Ma'ak, but right now we're dealing according to the opinions that they're not. since they're not Ma'ak, since they're not Ma'ak, therefore, aim a law. You would think that maybe not. Maybe you don't have that hekesh, and you bechlal don't have to do them by the korban of Yom Kippur at all. And that is why the pasuk Kein Yasa tells us that you have to do them anyway. Tosfos also points out another fact. I mean, you have which emurim are burnt on mizbeach. Those are not ma'akiv of the kapara. Those are not ma'akiv of the kapara either. And yet we don't need this limud to tell us that you do them with the korbanos of Yom Kippur. In fact, you have a different hekesh that teaches us that. But shirayim are even lesser than that. Tosfos points out the emurim are called the beginning of the avodah. They're not essential to the kapara. It is true, but there's still something very important part of the avoda, as opposed to the shirayim, are really like the least important part, kind of. So therefore, we would think to exclude them if it weren't for the words Kein Yasa. With the korbanos of Yom Kippur, by the way, he has to do smicha anyhow because he has to do vidur on them. Reb Elbel Brisker points out that fine, that's a din of smicha as far as vidur, but that's not the same as smicha, that the regular smicha that's needed for the korban. Whereas we've learned previously, take it for smicha shita, you have to have the smicha has to be as soon as possible before the shita. So you wouldn't necessarily have that over here. When we say over here that we're saying that the part of Yom Kippur needs smicha, we don't just mean the smicha, the fact that it needs to do smicha as a practical matter in order to do the vidur on it. We mean the smicha with the dinim of smicha that a korban would have. So that we learn, according to Yehuda, from these words, Kein Yasa. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Rav Shimon Hai Ba'Oil Moed." So first, let's use sort of what we have to get back to. Again, Rav Shimon is saying that he's using the words Kein Yasa to teach us that not only the seven but also the four are ma'akev. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Rav Shimon Hai Ba'Oil Moed My Ovidle." Now we said that Rav Yehuda is learning the fact that all of them are ma'akev from the fact that it says Ba'Oil Moed. So everything that takes place in the Oil Moed is equally ma'akev, both the four on the corners and the seven on the top of them is Ve'ach Hazav. So where's Rav Shimon learning that from? What is Rav Shimon doing with the words Ba'Oil Moed? And the answer is, Ba'oyo Moed, Mi Ba'oyo Moed, Reb Shimon uses the words Ba'oyo Moed to teach us, She Nifchas Atikra Shal Feichol Lo Hoya Mazeh. Suppose that the roof of the Heichol caved in, then you can't sprinkle the blood, because since the pasuk says Ba'oyo Moed, it has to be considered an oil, and right now it's not. It was an interesting thing in that regard. Also, the Sifra mentions in the same thing with the Mishkan and the Midbar. So here we're just saying if the roof caved in, mashma, if the walls are broken through, that's not a problem, only the roof, because that's not an oil. The Sifra actually mentions you could have a case where, like, there's a hurricane in the desert over there during the 40 years when we were there, and one of the walls of the Mishkan blows away, it would also be possible, but the difference is that there, it's a temporary thing. It's in different places at different times, so you need the walls and the roof. Here, the Beis Hamikdash is in a permanent place. We don't care so much about the walls being there. The place still has kedusha, but it does have to be called an oil, and therefore it has to have a roof. Therefore, Reb Shimon is using the words oil murid for that drasha. The idach, what is Rabbi Yehuda answer to that? He says, "May asher." The fact that the pasuk says asher ba'oyo moed, so you can learn that as well. So you can learn that the oyo moed has to have a roof, but you can also learn that everything that takes place in oyo moed is ma'aktiv. The idach. Where Reb Shimon would answer that, Asher lo dorish, he's not doushing. And the word Asher, that's just the style of the pasuk, and there's nothing that you're doushing from that. So all told, so far, what we're saying is that we have two different ways of learning that all 11 matones, that a par Kohen Gadol and par Helam Davashot Sibur are ma'akiv, either because we learn from Kain Yaseh or because we learn from Ba'oyo Moed. And then we have, and where do we know the four in the beginning? Where do we know the four to begin with? According to Reb Shimon, we're learning it from the fact that each time it says Karen and Karnos, and then we apply one to the other to result in four. Whereas Reb Yehuda learns differently. Next. So far what we were saying was the fact that the Braisa and Daflam Tess had told us that we learned from Kain Yasser that. That not only the seven applications of blood to the top of the Mizbeach HaZahav are ma'akiv by both of these karbonis, but so are the four on the corners. We said that we learned it from Kain Yaseh. So the first answer, so the Papa's answer over here had been, not Rapapa, Reb Yumi's answer had been that only Reb Shimon needs that limud because Reb Yehuda could learn in a different way. Well, Abaye Amar, Reb Yehuda Nami. Actually, you need the words Kain Yaseh to teach us that point, even according to Reb Yehuda. Otherwise, you would think the same. Maybe they have a smicha or shirei adam. Again, because maybe the four on the corners should be like smicha and the shirayim. The afagab the ktivin of chfilah and loyma afra. There, even though it says them again and again, it does say them by the power koyim mashiach. It does say them by the power helam davashot sibur. And we're saying Varkasha also Ken Yaseh, and nevertheless the fact is that the Smicha and the Shiore Hadam are not ma'akiv, or even by the power Helam Dover itself, it says them more than one time. Because we learned previously that since it says V'chiper V'nislach, so only things that are necessary for the Kapara are essential, and otherwise if he doesn't do the Smicha and he doesn't do the Shiore Hadam, it doesn't matter, there's still a V'chiper with the blood having reached the Mizbeach, and therefore in the proper place, and therefore there is a V'nislach. So we would have thought that just like those things, even though the Torah says it again and again, they're not ma'akiv, Matan Abba Nami Leitzis Akiv, maybe the four corners should not be ma'akiv either. After all, by the Mizbeach, we've been talking about in this parak, by a Chatas Chitzoina, four of them are not ma'akiv. Even according to this Shammah, you need only two of them, and according to this Hillel, only one. So Yitzhakah would think that by the ones inside, maybe as well, not all four of them are ma'akiv. Kamash Malan, and therefore we need the words Kain Yaseh to tell us that all of them, in fact, are ma'akiv. So not just according to the Shimon, but even according to the Yehuda, we need that liquid. Next, we said lapur is a par yin of kapurin. Next, the next part of the braisa had said that the word lapur teaches us that these dinim apply to the part of Yom Kippur as well. So the question is lamai hilchsa. As far as what do we say? Are we saying that we need to include the part of Yom Kippur and we're going to learn a din that applies to it that didn't apply to the other ones? So, Ila Akiv, do you mean that again by that one, any of the matonis, if they're missing, is ma'akiv, maton achas men ma'akavas? Pshita, obviously, chukah psirubay, like we said before, it says chukah, just the same way as we said by the parah adjumah, it says zos chukah satara, the same way by Yom Kippur, it says vahoy says zos lachem l'chukah sa'olam, meaning that everything that it says by the avodah of Yom Kippur is essential, and you leave out anything that is no good. So, automatically, then that tells us all the hazois, all the sprinklings that have to be done on Yom Kippur have to be done. And the answer is, Amar of Nachlis, for Nitzrucha El Lord before death. The answer is, the Chiddush is that we need to say, that we need to say La Pur, that we're going to say is a Pari Yom Kippurim, is according to the Behorda. Now, like this, when we talk about, when it says by Yom Kippur, L'chokas Olam, what does that include? It doesn't necessarily include every detail of the Yom Kippur Avodah. A lot of the, for example, a number of the things that are done during the Yom Kippur Avodah are the same as are done during the rest of the year. So there's no particular reason why a detail of those left out should be ma'akiv. So you have different opinions about what chukah applies to. So the Yehuda says, the chukas olam, he says, refers specifically to things that are done wearing the bigdei lavan inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the offering of the Torah, the sprinkling of the par and sir. Not only if he leaves out anything, but if he does anything out of order that with those things, then it doesn't count and he has to do it over again. But Rabbi Yehuda continues, when it comes to things that are done even in the Big Day Lovin, but they're done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Hikti, Maisa L'Chaveri, Masha Asa Asri. If he did things out of order, then it's fine, B'di'evet, then B'di'evet, it's good. So Bigdei Lavan Bifnim, again, would be the ones in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Ketores. But the ones that are done b'chutz, it actually says, for example, sprinkling the par and sir's blood on the Porecha, so on the Mizbeach HaZahav. So now, if he does them out of order, then what's done is done. Eimer, so you would think, since doing them in order is not active, hazoris nami loy ma'akvi, maybe doing the actual sprinklings is not ma'akiv either, and therefore it would be fine if he left out one of them. Hamash malon, that is why we need the words, va'asa lapur, kasha also lafarachatas, to tell us that no, lapur had the korban of Yom Kippur, the power of Yom Kippur has the same din as the power of Helen Dabashal Tzibur, and if even one hazar was left off, then it's no good. Tosfos points out earlier on the Omud, we had Rabbi Yumia and Abaya explaining the part of the Braisa that had discussed Kain Yasa. We were pointing to Rabbi Yumia. Rabbi Yehuda had used Kain Yasa to teach us about Smicha and Shirayim, whereas here we're using it to teach us about the Matan Arba. So clearly this Braisa does not agree with Rabbi Yumia's understanding of the earlier one. It has to agree with Abaya's understanding that the limud from Kain Yasa was needed according to both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. And now we're saying that it means that's what it's talking about, the Matan Arba, that we should know that all of them are ma'akiv. The Rambam, by the way, has a different understanding of Bigdei Lavan Bifnim and Bachutz. He understands Bifnim to mean everything that takes place in the Heichel, and Bachutz meaning anything that takes place out in the Azara. For example, in the Bigdei Lavan, he does certain things out in the Azara. He shats some of his korbanos. He does the chafina. He does the taking the double handful of turdus and then putting it into the spoon and so forth. So there are a number of things that he does outside the Heichel, still the Bigdei Lavan, and Rabbi Yehuda is, and according to the Rambam, Rabbi Yehuda is understanding that only those the order is ma'akiv. There is some discussion about that. Our sugya seems to not work with that. So the Lacham Mishnah attacker wonders about that. It seems clear from what we're saying over here that what's done in the Heifel, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, is not ma'akiv. If you missed out one, and therefore you would think that missing out, if you did them out of order, it's not ma'akiv. So you think if you miss out one altogether, it's no good, and therefore we have to be told that not. So there are different understandings among Achronim, Reb Chaim Brisker, and the Chazanish, and others about details about that. But Rambam himself may hold that within the Heichel itself, there are some distinctions. There are some things that are considered that where even the order is ma'akev, and some things where not. Fine. So the Gemara says, Maski for the Papa. So the Papa asks on that. So you're telling me then, again, so the Nachmi Yitzchak, you're telling me that you would have thought, since according to the Yehuda, certain things in Big Day Lavan, the order is not ma'akiv, then leaving one of them out is not ma'akiv either, and therefore we need the words, and therefore we need the word lapar to tell us that not. But Maski for the Papa questions that. Umi Motis Amritachi, how could you possibly say that, that according to the Yehuda, he's going to learn the fact that every one of them is ma'akiv, that he's learning from here, that he's learning from this word lapur. Valtanya, we learn in a brisa, when the posuk says, when most of the avodah of Yom Kippur is done, when he's done all the sprinklings and everything inside the heichal, the posuk says, v'chila mikaper es hakodesh, he should finish off when he's completed, from doing all the kapara in the kodesh, and then he goes over and does the vidri and the sur la zazol and sends it off. So what does this word v'chila mean? V'chila mikaper, im kippur chila. If he did all the kaparis, then he's finished. So meaning, in other words, once he's done the things that are ma'akiv, all the matonis inside the Kodesh of Kedoshim and inside the Kodesh, then at that point he's finished. If he doesn't pour out the shirayim, then that's fine. He's still ma'akiv. Being like kippur, like kila, but if he hasn't done all the kaparis, then he hasn't finished. So he has to make sure to finish all the sprinklings before he can say, I'm done with the heichel. But he doesn't have to do the shirayim. Give it a kippur. That's how Rabbi Akiva learns. But Rabbi Yehuda says to him, why don't you say that v'chila mikaper means once he's finished the actual kaparis, then he's done. Why don't we learn the other way around? Im kila kippur, v'im lekila lekippur. If he finished everything, including the shirayim, then he's accomplished a complete kapara, but if not, then not. Meaning, in other words, that the shirayim would be ma'akim. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is learning that the fact that everything is ma'akiv, he's learning it from those words, v'chila mikaper es hakodesh. So what are you telling me that he's learning it from the word lapar? And the answer is, Amar Papa, lo nitzucha elo es dam over tvila. The answer is, you're right. As far as the fact that every detail is ma'akiv, that Rabbi Yehuda is including the shirayim, that we're learning from the pasuk by the avodah of Yom Kippur, v'chila mikaper es hakodesh. But what we're doing is, the fact that we have the word lapur by the par helam davar shal tzibur, and we're learning from it to the korbanos of Yom Kippur, to the korban of Yom Kippur, that what we're doing is, we need to learn the dinim that are hinted at in the words es, and the word dam, and the word tevila, and apply those to the korbanos of Yom Kippur. What does that mean? So S, what do we mean? What are we learning from the word S, where it says V'tavol HaKohen S S Voi Vadom? So that means that the Kohen should dip his finger in the blood. Now, it didn't need to say the word S, just say V'tavol HaKohen S Voi, as in fact it does in a number of other places. It just says the Kohen dips his finger. Why over here by the power? Why over here by the power by the power Kohen Mashiach? It says the expression the Kohen should dip S S Voi. So we know S, we have the famous idea that it adds something. So that teaches us, lo nitzucha amar av achav yakav, lo nitzucha lahach sh'omin sh'be etzba. It comes to tell us that it's kosher if he has a blister on his finger, a blister or a wart on his finger, and he sprinkles with that. Now, a wart itself can be a mum. The Gemara elsewhere talks about, and in Bechoris, that a wart that's a mum would be where there's a bone in it. So in other words, not just what we think of as a wart, but more like a misplaced bone in the body or something which causes that on the outside of the body you have a place, something sticking out where it shouldn't. Here we're just talking about what we think of as a wart or a blister like that, and he has it on his finger, so nevertheless it's still kosher for him to sprinkle, with a dip and sprinkle with his finger. We learn that from the word esetzvoi, because as usual, es means esetofel of sorry. Rashi points out the word omin or amin, maybe whatever. You have the word in Lashon Kodesh aim, which means a mother, but it also means the womb of an animal. So more generally, it can mean Rashi points out that more generally it can mean anything that has a hollow inside it, or a bunch of hollows inside it. So therefore, so over here we mean like a blister or something on his finger, which has a hollow space inside it. So therefore, so that would be kosher for him to be sprinkling the blood. We learn that from the word S, badom. What do we learn from the word badom in the blood? Bidam would mean that just any blood, but badom with a patach means in the blood. That means she had the dam shiur tevila meikra. That means that to start with, there has to be enough blood in the container when he first did the Kabbalah to be able to afterwards dip his finger in and sprinkle from it. So if he only got like one or two drops of blood in the container, then that's not good enough. Even if, let's say, for example, so let's say he were to do a tiny bit of blood in one container and a tiny bit in the other one, and then pour them into one another and blend them together, that wouldn't work. You can't use that for the tefillah and for the hazah, because there has to be that to begin with in the container there was enough to dip your finger into. And v'toval, and what do we learn from the word v'toval? Well, I'm a sapig, not that he should be sopping up the blood with his finger, meaning you can't have that there's so little blood left in the container that he's going to wipe his finger along the side of it and get blood on his finger that way and then sprinkle that. No, there has to be enough for him to actually dip his finger in. So those dinim, it says all of those words, es and badom and v'toval, it says all of those in the parahelam davar shaltzibur. V'toval akoyim es etzboi badom. So therefore, we have v'toval, es, and badom, and those three dinim then we're also applying to the korban of Yom Kippur by virtue of the word lapar. All right, the Gemara points out, tackle why do we need both of those things, or what if we're saying that you can't swipe off or scrape off the blood with your finger, then why do we need the, you have to actually dip your finger in, then why do we need to be told to begin with that there has to be enough in there? So the itzriach l'michta badam, the Torah does have to tell us the word badam. The e kosher nachmana v'tovel, if the Torah had only told us the word v'tovel, that he has to dip his finger in, havamini, you would have thought, afagab deleka shiur tevila me'ikra, then it doesn't, even if to begin with there was not enough blood in the container when you first did the Kabbalah, to dip the finger in, as long as you added more blood afterwards from a different container, then it would be fine. Kosrahman and Badam, therefore the Torah tells us Badam in the blood, meaning to begin with there has to be enough blood to sprinkle. The Kosrahman and Badam, but if it only said Badam, have aminah for the Masapin, you would think that afterwards it's good enough, as long as to begin with you had enough blood in there, then afterwards it's good enough to be scraping or wiping it off the side of the container using his finger. No, Kosarachman of the Toval, therefore the Torah tells us the Toval that he has to actually be able to dip his finger in each time and not just wipe it onto his finger from the surface of it. Tosfos has a long discussion over here. Which korban are we learning this from? That here we're saying that these words S and then S and the Tovol and Badom and S are all by the power of Kohen Mashiach. Tosfos has a long discussion about, are we actually learning it from there, or is it in fact that we're learning it from the power of Helam Dover Shaltzibur, where you have similar phrasings over there. And maybe we're learning it, and then we're learning it by a hekesh, and then we're learning from it to the Korbanos of Yom Kippur. Tosfos also mentions then how we know that these dinim apply to other chatois as well, the chatois where the blood is put on the outer mizbeach. So a bit of discussion about details behind all that. Okay, the point is anyway, we need to know that these dinim apply to the korban of Yom Kippur as well, to the korbanos of Yom Kippur as well, and we learn that from the word lapar. Okay. Next, the Gemara says, Mizbach Torah Samim Lomali. Here's another thing. We say by this pasuk, we're talking about that he has to put the blood on the horns of the Mizbeach. We said, Asher Ba'oyom Moyed. So I know in Aleph we said from Asher Ba'oyom Moyed, we learn that the Oyel Moed has to be attacked, the roof can't have caved in, and Rabbi Yehuda had also learned from the Oyel Moed that all the matonis that are done in the Oyel Moed are all ma'akib. So now, let's continue in that passage. Mizbach Torah Samim Lomali. Why does the Torah mention the Mizbeah of the Torah Samim? Why not to say the Mizbach HaKtoras or something like that? It means, she'im lo nischanach ha-mizbeach ha-ktoras ha-samim lo hayam mazeh. It would mean that if the mizbeach had never been used for ktoras, so they just built a new mizbeach, and they had never yet used it for ktoras, then you cannot sprinkle the blood of korbanos that are supposed to go on that mizbeach. It has to be that first that mizbeach was used at least once for offering ktoras, and then you can put the blood on it. So now, the flow of the Gemara, from the bottom of the previous Amud, had been that what exactly are we learning from the word lapor, is a paryemic kippurim, when we know that all the details of the paryemic kippurim are essential because it says chukah. So first we have Rav Nachman Yitzchok, who said because there's a difference between the different types of avodas within the korbanos of Yom Kippur. But then Rav Papa had said that doesn't work according to Rav Yehuda's shita. So rather, Rav Papa had explained that what are we learning from the word lapor? We're learning that the dinim that we learn from the word es and vadom and v'tavol apply to the korban of Yom Kippur as well. So now the Gemara says, Tanya Kabbalah. Say the Rapapa. So we learn a Braisa in accordance with how Rapapa explains it, that in fact we do need the word Lapur to tell us that these things apply to the Korban of Yom Kippur as well. The pasuk says, "V'osra kasher osra," that he should do for this par like he did for the par achatas. Ma tamud lema lapar. Why does the pasuk say lapar? Lo gavus par yemak apurim lachomashenem shomer beinian divrei Rebbe. So it comes to include at the par of Yom Kippur, everything that it says about the par helam davashot sibur applies to it as well. So therefore, that means also the things that we learn from S and Badom and Vitaval. So there you go. Then that's exactly what a papa is saying that we're learning it from that. Tosfos points out that there are other things that there are in fact other dinim that not necessarily are we making that hekesh. The fact is there are other things that we're learning from other psukim, certain other details which maybe don't apply across the board to both of them. Anyway, the Braisa continues. Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says you don't need the word lapor for that. Kalvachomer, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says I can learn that from. Rabbi Shmuel says I can actually learn that from a kalvachomer. Umma b'mokum shloihush v'korban l'korban. He says. And Hagoyes Habach, by the way, says instead of Divrei Rebbe that we're saying over here, it should be Rabbi Akiva. The Yalkut Shimoni also has that girsa. Anyway, in general, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel are usually the ones who argue with one another. So anyway, Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Kavachomer. Rabbi Shmuel says I don't need to learn it from the word Lapar. I can make a Kavachomer. Umma b'mokum shleihush v'korban l'korban. Madoch in a place where one korban is not equated to the other, namely that there are different types of animals that Gemara is going to talk about soon, which ones we're talking about. And yet, hishva maisim l'maisim, and yet the pasuk equates that all the avodas that are done for one are done for the other. Mokum shehishva korban l'korban. Well then, when you have an equation, the same kind of animal for two different types of korban, a pariyam report him, and the par helam dover, where they're both a par, so in a din, she yashva maisa l'maisa, how much more so that maisa should be like maisa, and that we should learn one from the other, since they're both porim, and they're both korbanos that are done inside. Rashi over here says a number of times that we're talking about from the par helam, each time there's a note in Shittur Kobetzis that says maybe it should be the par koin Mashiach. So are we learning from the power hell? Is he learning from the power helam to Yom Kippur? Is he learning from the power koin Mashiach to Yom Kippur? That also goes in as far as that long toistress that we were talking about a minute ago. In any case, so Rabbi Shmuel says, I have a kavachomer to tell us that whatever applies to one of those korbanos, the power helam or the power koin Mashiach, as the case may be, applies to the korban of Yom Kippur. I don't need the word lapur for that. Ella ma tamud lema lapur. So Rabbi Shmuel says, what do I need the word lapur for? Zep par helam davashot sibur lefar is a par koin Mashiach. Rather, he says, when it says lapur and lefar later in the pasuk, it teaches us about respectively the par helam davashot sibur and the par koin Mashiach, and therefore we learn across and we learn from one to the other that matona achas men ma'akovus. Later on, the Gemara is going to deal with the question. Wait a minute, this pasuk is by the power helam davashot sibur. Why do we need a pasuk? Why do we need a word there in the pasuk to include the very same korban that was in the context of? Here we're saying that we're not if it weren't for the word lapur, we wouldn't know that when we said va'osar kasha also that he has to do exactly the same, that it's to repeat it, and that therefore shana al akhosal active. So we need the word lapur and the word lafar to tell us that it refers to those two parts. The Gemara will deal with on daf memalef then. Why do we need that if this pasuk va'osar lapur kasha also lafar akatas is talking about the power of helam davar shel tzibur? So why do we need a word in that pasuk that specifically refers to the power of helam davar shel tzibur? But first, let's analyze this. Let's go through this braisa and analyze it. So the point is, in other words, we see from the first part of the braisa that Rebbe or Rabbi Akiva, according to the different gersos, is saying exactly what Rabbi Papa had said, that the word lapur does include the part of Yom Kippur, not so much that to say that the avoidus of it on active, that we know from other psukim, but rather to say that these concepts that we learn from the word etzba, that he could have a blister on his finger, and badom, that there has to be, to begin with, enough blood collected in the mizrach to sprinkle from, to dip his finger, and that afterwards you can't scrape the blood off the sides with his finger, those apply to the korbanos of Yom Kippur as well. But now let's analyze Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. Omamar, umma b'mokum shleihush v'korban l'korban. He started by his kavachomer by saying, madoch in a place where one korban is not equated to the other. So what does he mean by that? My lehush for korban lekorban. Does he mean the par and the sur of Yom Kippur? And we're going to say that madach, those are two different types of animal, and nevertheless, we still apply the same thing to one as one to the other. Both of them, the blood is sprinkled, achas l'mayla v'shev l'mayla, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and again on the Heichel, and again on the Mizbeach HaZahav, etc. So you're going to say, and all of them matona achas men na'akovas. So then you're going to say how much more so when it comes to the power koyin mashiach and the power or power halam davashal tzibur whatever, and the power yom kippurim, and you're going to make that kavachomer. The problem is itla mifra. You could slog up that kavachomer. Malachanach sheken nichnas damu mafai lefnai velefnim. The two korbanos of Yom Kippur, the blood is brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The power koyin mashiach and the power halam davar is not. It's only brought into the heichel. So therefore, so how can you learn a kavachomer from those to that one? Elo, you're going to say, fine, par halam davar shel tzibur, or se'iri avodas b'chavim, you're going to say that the first part of Rabbi Shmuel's Kal v'chomer, the fact that he's saying two dissimilar korbanos that have similar dinim, you're going to say refers to the par halam davar shel tzibur and the goats that are brought in case the Sanhedrin's mistake involved avodah zarah. So it's not the same kind of animal. One's a par and one's a sur, but they both have the same kind of avoida. In fact, actually, what you have is, with a regular par helam davar shel tzibur, it's a chatas. With the sur avoda zara, the par is actually an ola, and the sur instead substitutes and becomes a chatas. So therefore, so you're saying that a par, which is normally brought as a chatas for the tzibur, and the sur, which is brought in the case of avoda zara, those have the same dinim, even though they're different types of animals, then you're going to make a kavachomer from that to the par, to the par of Kohen Mashiach and the par of Yom Kippur. The problem with that is, so therefore, so again, he says you don't need Rebbe's or Rabbi Akiva's you don't need his word lapor to teach us that. The problem is again ikla mifrach. You can slog up that way of learning as well. Malahanach shaken mechapen al avedas mitzvah yidua, because both the par helam davar shel tzibur and the par koyin mashiach for that matter and the siri avodah zarah are mechaper for an avedah that they know that they did. Because again, in both cases, the Sanhedrin passed in something wrongly, and most of the people followed them. And then, as the pasuk says, "V'noida hachatos," they found out what they had done wrong, and now they're bringing the korbanos. As opposed to the korbanos of Yom Kippur, where we talked about yesterday, as far as the korbanos, as far as the seirim of Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, where the Gemara tells us in Shavuos, those are machaper for a person who had no idea that he was ever tamei in the first place and entered the Beis Hamikdash or ate kodshim. But you also have the case, where a person knew that he was tamei, then he forgot that he was tamei and entered the Beis Hamikdash or ate korbanos, and he doesn't know afterwards that he had done anything wrong. So then, The sur, the par and the sur of Yom Kippur are machapa for that. The par if he's a Koyan, the sur if he's a Yisrael, as the Gemara works out there in detail in Shavuos. So there, it's effective even if there was no yidia. Normally, to bring a korban, a person at least has to have a yidia at the end. He has to know that he did something wrong. Here, he doesn't know he did anything wrong, and yet these korbanos are machapa for him. But how can he make a kavachomer from the par and the sur of the tzibur, the par helam davar and the siyad avodas kachavim, where those, they know before they bring the korban what they had done wrong. So that way of doing the kavachomer wouldn't work either. The way that Rabbi Shmuel's kavachomer is going to be par helam davar shel tzibur v'sur shel yom kippurim. He's going to go across two different types of korbanos. The par helam davar shel tzibur, which is where the Sanhedrin made a mistake in halacha and paskin wrongly for the people, and the sur of Yom Kippur, where it's a completely different kind of animal and it's brought in a completely different kind of context, and you don't have these points. One of them goes lefnai v'lefnim, the other one doesn't. One of them is for aveira yidua, and the other one is not. And yet, Rabbi Shmuel can say v'ha kama u'ma b'mokum shleihush for korban lekorban. Madach, where the two korbanos are not equal, the high par, the high sur, one is a par and one is a sur, and there's no way that we can slug this up and say, yeah, but one of them is going into the Kodesh, that both of them are going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the other ones aren't, because again, one of these does not go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not a veri yidua, because again, one of them is and one of them isn't, and still hushvu maisim lemaisim, lemai dekosta behu. Still, the maisim are equal as far as what it says by them. Namely, the fact that you have to have the fact that you have to sprinkle their blood, the fact that you have to the dinim of S, and then the dinim that we learned from S and Badom and so forth that we said before. So of course, now there are of course differences between them. The sur of Yom Kippur you're also taking into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur you're not. But at least as far as the things that it says by that it says by them, then they're basically the things that it says by them that we learn from these words in the pasuk are basically equal. Then makom shehush for korban lekorban. Well, then how much more so, says Rabbi Shmuel, the power yet of the Purim and the power of Mashiach, where they're both the same kind of animal, the high power of high power, ain't it din shehush for meisim lemeisim. How much more so that the meisim should be compared to the meisim, and therefore, in other words, that the dinim would apply across both of them. So therefore, va'osalei pariyam kapurim mi'es ba'domu tefila mi'par koyin mashiach. So therefore, he's learning the fact that the pariyam kapurim, you have the dinim that we learn from es and ba'dom and tefila. He learns them using this kal v'chomer from the par koyin mashiach, and therefore, he doesn't need. So he learns it from that. So he doesn't need the word lapor in the pasuk. And furthermore, for osilei sar yom kippurim mesir avodas kochav mekavachomer, he can use the same kavachomer to learn that these dinim applied but to the sar of yom kippur from the seir avodas kochavim. So he doesn't need the word lapor for all of that. Okay, Tosfos has a lot of discussion about how exactly he's doing this, what happened. We have the concept of daya, we have the concept we're going to learn in the next parak about when we learn something with one limud, we can't necessarily learn the other one, we can't necessarily learn something else from it by a different limud. But anyway, the point is that this is how Rabbi Shmuel is dashing it, and therefore he doesn't, as he said in the Braisa, he doesn't need the word lapar. Okay, well, the one question is, but how can it be? If you learn something by a hekesh, how can you then learn from it to a kavachomer? Here you're saying, how do we know? So fine, you're saying as far as the parim that he can learn from one to the other, fine. But you're telling me that he's learning the sur of Yom Kippur from the Seir Avodas Kochavim. The Seir Avodas Kochavim themselves, that these dinim of es and dam and tvila apply to them, we learn only from a hekesh with the power of Kohen Mashiach, or the power of Helam Davashot Tzibur. Now you're going to learn from it to the ones of Yom Kippur with a kavachomer. In the next parak, we're going to have a long sugya on this point that we can't necessarily do that. If you learn something with a hekesh, then when it comes to korbanah, when it comes to other areas in Torah, you always can. You can have a chain of as many lemudim as you want. But when it comes to korbanah, specifically, we say there are rules that you can't learn lomid min halomid, and one of them is that if you learn something with a hekesh, you can't then take from that and learn by a kavachomer. So what are you doing? The sur comes from the par with a hekesh, and now he's going to learn from that to with a kavachomer to the ones of you. Kippur, how does that work? Amar Papa said, yeah, no problem. The Tana of the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel holds, in fact, exactly that. He holds that you could learn the sur of a desara from the power helam davar shal tzibur by a hekesh, and then in turn learn from the sur of a desara to the sur of yamim kurim with kavachomer. He considers that to be acceptable. So that explains Rabbi Shmuel's shita, why we don't need the word lapar, and then instead he's learning this whole concept with a kavachomer. So what Rabbi Shmuel is going to do with the word lapar and continuing talking about this matter of how we're learning these korbanos from one another, that the Gemara will continue in the next piece, which we'll learn tomorrow. Bez Hashem.
Thank you, Shabbos. We're going to be.
1 second.